and going more in depth, one only realizes the blind faith of the people for the power structure to come up with a solution when its only solution is total annihilation. And to live a natural life is not a privilege, but the sole right of a person and his or her dignity. And speak the truth, and the people who are so conform to the system depriving of their life will take your life. And especially the most power-aware ideology, when established, becomes the new religion of power. And when the system collapses, the infrastructures breaking nature apart will be the corridors to repopulate her. And victims are not those who detained power and lost it, but those who were consistent in fighting against it. And naturally speaking, we are all compulsive, only unawarely getting locked up in the system turns our compassion bad. And the short-sighted see a service being provided to them while the far-sighted see a total trap. And where there is a forest, aristocracy dominates when in fact there should be communal living. And the conformist has no vision but the one that is dictated to him or her by the system of power. And there is a tendency to silence those who create personal discomfort, not knowing that personal comfort is the cause of a much greater discomfort. And it isn't about growing apart, but the fact that one may grow naturally and the other one artificially. And the roots one put within oneself, but within a place at the most one uproots. And working for the regime of power we die, and working for our own nature we are full alive again. And the only hope of civilization is to escape itself, while the only hope of any natural being it is to maintain its natural state. And while modern human cut through the nature, want to colonize ancient human orbits around it. And not only it is a matter of nurturing our wilderness, but also in maintaining a state of tension with civilization. And ultimately civilization is but a plantation depriving humans and the environment of their natural resources. And if we are not caught with exploiting people, we are caught up with exploited people. It is not about that one is privileged to try to pursue a pure life. It is about the fact that the other one is contaminating it. And to keep on asking for subsidies to the power structure is the new form of praying the sun god. And any form of accumulation will have a parasite to attack it, but the accumulation enriching our humanity. And ultimately the main quest is how to hunter-gather in the spaceship of civilization. And deep down, our focus should be to reconnect to our human self back in nature. Hunter-gatherers is not about cultural appropriation, but about the realization that everyone is an hunter-gatherer, more or less displaced by civilization. and rather than getting treated for claustrophobia, we ought to break free from the boundaries civilization imposes on us. And even leisure in our primitive societies was a self-defined one, whether physically or mentally. And there is the artificial remedy that will always require new artificial remedies, or the natural one that is the ultimate one. And discipline from below is to cope with the imbalance that civilization generates, while discipline from above is to increase such an imbalance. And the fact that prejudices have been abolished is the reason why we can tolerate such unnatural developments. And nature is to be enjoyed everywhere. The difference is the level of domination with which she is exploited. And it is not humans, but civilization that ought to lay its hands off nature. And one work is to increase our natural power, and one work is to increase the artificial power of others. And either the corrupted environment absorbs us, or we punctually get out of it and within our own nature to purify ourselves. And all historical examination are but proofs that we ought to stick to our prehistorical being. And above all, we ought to find the courage to break up with any form of exploitation. And ultimately, it is up to us whether we want a soft environment and the hard living of nature, or the hard environment and the soft living of power. And it is never too late to readapt ourselves to Mother Nature, Mother Nature to us. And the more the ideology structure in our life comes from above, the more we are a victim of it. And the void left by a system of production and consumption generates the monster ideologies that are so destructive to humans and the environment. And the quest is to keep nomadic in the body and in the mind while captive of civilization. And what we want is freedom from any back-breaking and mind-congesting obligation. And that is a freedom that only nature can provide. And the intricate part is to stay natural in an environment that is being colonized in an ever more pervasive way. And by trying to accommodate everyone, the more progressive civilization leave space to no one. And we fear because we are left with none of the traditional weapons to defend us. And the neoconservatives brand themselves as emotionally engaged when all they care is the credits they gain. And the fact is that a revolution cannot occur because contemporary people underestimate their ability to live without the system. And we can see them as moods or simply patterns we ought to follow in order to get back living according to our nature. And admittedly, all civilizations starting with agriculture have colonized and eroded the wilderness of the environment and of our humanity. And the more we try to earn, and the less time we have for our needs, and the more money we need to fulfill them. And theoretical knowledge kills the elements of surprise that we can only retain with empirical knowledge. And to break the enslaving relation of command and obedience, we ought to command ourselves to obey our own nature. And the moment we decide to pursue our own nature, we are not taking seriously. And the moment this nature grows, they're going to be on us trying to annihilate it. And the right equation is to be remote in the wilderness while very close to the tribe and whoever wants to be part of it. And ultimately, all the media of civilization are the media we need to make it back to primitive time. And the drama comes when those who thought they were using you realize you were using them. And it is the skeleton of civilization to become the new cave for the new Paleolithic man. And those radicals becoming conservatives are a threat to humanity, while those conservatives becoming radicals may be the liberators. And civilization turned us so short-sighted that we are unable to see its deteriorating effects, and deserting any form of regimentation is our contribution to keep life alive.